Hello, this is Barbara Bird with the League of Women Voters of Portland. You are watching our video voter's guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate who's running in the May 21st primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Tana Sanchez, who is running for re-election to Oregon House District 43, which covers Inner Northeast Portland. Rep. Sanchez, please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Thank you, Barbara. I am, in my real life job that pays the bills, I am the Director of Family Services at the Native American Youth and Family Center. So I manage domestic violence, foster care, aging and disability and veteran services, and early childhood programs. So essentially, everything I do is really connected to a lot of the work that happens in the state. I'm also, of course, a Native American, only the second Native person to ever be elected to the Oregon legislature. And that means for me, representation matters, and it matters to the community that I serve. And I've lived in my district most of my life. So I think representing my district, representing the communities in the state of Oregon is actually hugely important to me. And I feel like I have a lot of value to bring to the state from my perspective. Also, as a social worker, I have a master's degree in social work. So that really is, I think, an important perspective.
Thank you. So, what changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
I think that's a huge issue that will take a lot of work. It will take a lot of things looking differently, maybe in the legislature, and helping people understand from variant perspectives why climate change is so virulent and why it is so important to manage those things now. So right now I am the co-chair of Ways and Means, which means I sort of have a lot of sort of privilege around the movement of resources. But that doesn't mean I get to do whatever I want with them. It does mean that it's about negotiation, it's about having conversation, it's about seeing where we can invest in the best possible way in things that will be important to address climate change, will be important to support people to move from carbon-based vehicles and that type of thing. It'll be important to make sure that people find different ways to earn resources that don't involve those carbon-based economies or productivity. It'll be a lot of work. So there's so many different things, so many different aspects of it. It's kind of hard to narrow it down to one thing. I think we've done a lot already, obviously, moving towards electric vehicles, but that then means that we move away from a gas tax or being able to fund things with a gas tax. So we have to look at that. That is going to be a bigger conversation this year about how we develop resources to actually support the roads, because despite the fact that we may be moving towards electric vehicles, that doesn't mean the roads still aren't going to need to be maintained. Those are going to be very, very important questions in the future.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts, and why?
Well, I'd have to really know and understand a little bit more about that and how it would happen. So honestly, of course, the process currently is the legislature figures it out, and that's a very old process. It's been there for a very, very long time, and I think people have some trust in it and some maybe not. I think understanding how an independent commission would be developed is going to be hugely important. There's obviously rules that we need to be developed around that. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think it's important to try to figure out how do you best serve the people of the state of Oregon, and how do you make sure that people feel invested in the process and create that level of balance. Because it shouldn't be about just because you live in a certain area, you should be moved in this direction or that direction. People should be able to feel like their voice matters. And if it doesn't matter in a certain area from their perspective, because that area is more one way or the other, then that's a little bit of a problem. We need to figure out how we make that different.
Thank you. You're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Tana Sanchez, who's running for Oregon House District 43. So, Rep. Sanchez, would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members, and why or why not?
Absolutely. I think we have been stymied so many times. I came into the legislature, obviously, in 2017 and went through multiple walkouts. And that was a really, really difficult situation. And being held hostage, essentially, by folks who chose to not, allow us to have quorum made things really, really difficult for people. And in one session, if I recall correctly, in 2020, it was horrible. It was the year actually that obviously we didn't finish that session at all. We lost so many bills, but that was the year that I also had the Oregon Indian Child Welfare Act was one of the bills that I had at that point in time, and we were trying to move that into statute to assure that Native American children had access to the Indian Child Welfare Act on a federal level should something go wrong there. And I wanted to make sure that that was enshrined in Oregon statute. And to lose that bill during that session was devastating, not just to me, but to the Native community in particular. And I was fortunate enough in that special session just after that I was able to have the governor actually allowed, or sorry, the speaker actually allowed that bill to be heard in the special session.
Okay, thank you. What, if any, changes to the, oh, I'm sorry, let me do a quick station break here. You're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Tana Sanchez, who's running for Oregon House District 43. What, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, that's HB 4024, would you support and why?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it changed so much at the very end. I really want to see, what the concepts look like in this very moment, how they would start to play out. And I think we won't know about any changes that are necessary, I think, until we get a little further into it. So I'm not at all thinking that I would put any changes forth at this moment in time. I really want to see where things will go from here, and we'll figure it out as we move forward. That's unfortunately sometimes when we create things in the legislature, you really do have to find out like how it's going to play itself out, how the rule process is going to happen, and go from there.
Okay, thank you, Rep. Sanchez. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Tana Sanchez, who's running for House District 43. Election day is Tuesday, May 21st, and ballots will be mailed out beginning May 1st. Be sure and inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.